Leon?
Yeah.
Welcome to Earth of Mike, man.
Where conversations always, let's just say different, you know? Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody.
Ah, perfect. So welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. You can just start by introducing yourself, like let the people know who you are, what you're all about.
Well, all right. My name's Ashley, known as Scotty, you know. Yes, I'm a whole vibe, man. I'm a bowl of energy. I am everything positive that you can think of, Young Tall.
Yeah.
I am currently doing my...
Is there anything that you... Let's say, outside of the professional self of beauty, say a hobby of... Yeah.
Does grooving count as a hobby?
Yeah, actually it does.
Oh yes, it does. And that's me.
Okay, well, then I guess that's your hobby. Well, welcome to the show. Hopefully you're very comfortable right now to conversate about anything. So
yes,
let's get started. Nice. Let's get this started. So I heard you have something to do with cosmetics.
Yes, definitely. That's right.
So what is that all about?
Well, so the thing is, I became a brand ambassador for Nu Skin. And... Mm. It's all about, you know, cosmetics. We have a range of products for all skin types. Anybody who's suffering from blackheads, dark spots, terrible skin, you know, you name it, whatever you hit me up and I am your person.
Oh, okay. So what if then I put my hand inside, I don't know, a volcano or lava and then just decided... You know, I need your skincare expertise to fix it. Would you then be able to do it?
We got you. We also have skin lotion and ointment for skin burns, you know, and for those who have... For example, if you have like sunburn, you know, usually when you went through sunburn and then to buy sunscreen and all that, and you'll find out that, oh no, sunscreen is actually making it worse instead of making it better. We got you, you know, we got you.
I see. I don't know if everybody heard, but they got you, you know. That's actually kind of interesting. So then do you think that there is like a skincare product for, or do you think there's a possibility for there to be like a single skincare product for everything?
No, I don't think so, hey.
Why not?
Because, you know, with these skincare products, there is no guarantee that it's going to work or it's going to be effective for your skin type. So basically, it's like we're gambling with our skins when it comes to this skin product. It's like, okay, I've been going through, I don't know, acne or dark spots for like 4 or 3 years. And then now you're like looking for an escape. You're looking for something that's going to be like a quick fix for you and your skin to be perfect. So that's when people start looking into skin products and we got you.
You know, that should be like a slogan for like your brand. We got you, you know, with like three exclamation
marks. We got you.
Okay. So I guess there can't be like a single skincare product for everything. But then now let's take it like back a little bit, like a couple of centuries back, you know.
All right.
When there was no skincare products, you know. So then how do you think you managed without skincare products, without all those things in like let's say the 18th century? Actually, no, the 15th century.
okay, how would we have managed if we were in the 15th century with no skincare products whatsoever?
Yes.
Well, personally, I feel like we could have managed, you know, like people could have probably, I don't know, go into the wild, grab a or something, use what's this, the olden days medicine. People would have came up with something, man. So Tolu Guti, they're going to tell you that, nah, animal skin, put it on your face, it's going to work for you. I don't think we would have struggled like back in the day. We could have came up with a plan. It's just that now it's this whole thing where technology is making things easier. All of a sudden, everybody is a genius. Oh, you discovered that. Oh, yeah, try this, try that. And everything seems to work for everybody.
Yeah. So then, do you feel like invented, so to speak?
Do I what?
What's the one thing that you wished you had invented?
I don't know. Like, I really do not know.
Some type
of pill that can stop pimples from just happening, you know?
Yeah. So like an acne.
Like Viagra, but for acne.
Yeah. Exactly that.
Okay. Well, if I was to invent anything, I would say I would invent a toilet that I wouldn't need to use my hands for, you know? Not like a proper toilet, you know?
A proper toilet that would do everything for you.
Yeah, you know, that could save the world, you know?
Yeah.
It could save the world, but yeah. Speaking of toilets, of which, what do you think is the worst thing to happen in a toilet in terms of accidents? Let's see how good you are actually with this. Let's try to keep it in a very difficult scenario. What do you think might cause somebody to get a rash from the bathroom?
Like, you probably won't think I'm weird or crazy, but imagine you in the bathroom, right? And you're using the toilet. So let's say, imagine you're hitting a number two, right? And you're on your phone. You know how people be going into the toilets with their phones and shit. So imagine you're hitting a number two and you're using your phone. And then when it's time for you to do what you got to do, your phone just drops inside the toilet. How are you going to get it out?
Yeah, you just have to stick your hand in.
Imagine, now you're sticking your eye.
That sounds amazing, though. That sounds very interesting.
Amazing. Disturbing.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, anything weird is basically normal. And, you know, so. It's book normal. So how about the outdoors? What's your take on the outdoors?
What's my take on the outdoors? I'm an outdoor person. Like,
so would you say
then, if you're an outdoor person, are there any places that you wouldn't normally go?
Yes, I wouldn't go to places like Marabastad.
No, that's more like
an environment setting. Let's say a natural setting, like rock, you know, those types of things.
Well, I don't think there's a place that I'd say I wouldn't go, because Mina, ntandizinto a lot. I won't lie. I'm the type of person, if somebody pulls out, hey, did you hear about this new place, Kokai Kai? They just recently opened Bona. I'm there.
Yeah, you're more like an explorer, an adventurer, so to speak.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So then would you be the type of person to be willing to go out into space if you had the chance?
If I had the chance, definitely. I'd hop onto it without even thinking twice.
Mm. All right. So then back to that whole skincare thing, right? So there's these like theories of like companies that say they like use these chemicals to just give you like quick results, and then they come and then after like a week it just goes badly, you know, you start getting rashes, your skin starts acting up. What do you think, is that really true? Do they do it deliberately or do they just do it by accident?
Well, I wouldn't say they do it deliberately or by accident. I feel like certain things are just not in our control as people. You feel me?
Yeah.
And when it comes to skincare products, it all depends on whether your skin is sensitive. Like, you know, you get people whose skin don't want anything at all. All you want is that green bar soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like with people who have had bad experiences when it comes to skincare products, it's probably because maybe they got super sensitive skin or it just was not for them.
So then do you ever think that apart from skincare products, do you think that, let's say there's this theory where they say if you eat healthy, you can overcome products, you know, such as, you think that's a fact?
I think it's a fact.
It's a fact. So then why don't people, so why don't people go there or eat more healthy? Use skincare products. What do you think that is?
Because you know how we are as people. We always want an easy way out. Nobody wants to go through the struggle, the extra mile of actually getting to the top or getting the results they want. Everybody just wants a way out. Oh, if that works within 2 weeks, I'm on it. If that works within 3 days, I'm on it. Nobody wants to stick to a plan that's going to last for like 4 or 5 months and has guaranteed results in the end.
I guess you're right. This is kind of interesting, but yeah, you know, I'm not gonna judge the skincare industry. You know, I can just I don't know, spectate. You know, when it comes to those kinds of things, I can just spectate. But yeah, but I feel as if that. Do you think? I feel like skincare products add anxiety and pressure when it comes to having to look good and things like that, you know.
Yes,
do you think if we had, you know, so if you think if we had less, you know, would it be, or if skincare was like a pill, you know, it wasn't like necessarily something that they could put on themselves whereby they could look at themselves in the mirror afterwards, you know, do you think that would have been better or would it have been the same thing?
I think it would have been better, you know, because now it's a thing of, okay, let me be practical, name. Let's say you got acne and you're using, I don't know, brand A, right? And then I got acne too and I'm using brand F, you feel me?
That's so far.
Yeah. And then brand A is working for you. Like, I see we both started using these different brands on, and then yours is actually working and then mine is just making things work. Obviously, I'm gonna feel the pressure to join or come to your side just to try a different brand again. Because why? Because I wanna be like you, I wanna look like you. I mean, I want to have the same results as you. Care products, it's always a thing of you got to find what for you, because not everything is going to work for you.
So it's also, it's almost kind of like a bittersweet type of thing, whereby if you try this, there's a possibility it could fuck you up. If you do, there's a possibility that it could work. Which is also kind of interesting. Why do you think that things are, there's for good, there's bad, you know, for something that's good, there's always something that's terribly happened, you know? Why do you think that is?
Because people always want an easy way out, young Tol. I feel like, you know, you get people who want to achieve something so bad, but then they take the easy way out, and yes, they achieve it. But then in the long run, things start falling apart. Because why? Because you took the easy way out and you didn't actually want to go through the struggles and the obstacles.
So then it's more like if you go, if you take the easier way out, there has to be like getting some sort of balance whereby you work hard and then you play hard, you know, not work hard, play harder. Let's dive deeper into more self-orientated things, you know. So now let's head into something very a topic of which I enjoy a lot, you know, where it becomes superstition. You know, let's get into superstition. So do you, let's say, believe, I don't want to use believe because believe is too strong of a word, but do you think that there is other entities, say, you know, spiritual entities that reside, not necessarily like family or things like that, more like, I don't know, ghosts or something like that?
Yes and no. Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
No, because I'm alone. With the lights on, even like somebody is watching, I constantly feel like I'm not alone in this room.
Yeah, I mean, it could be an angel, who knows? And then you're busy like hating on it for protecting you.
I'm not hating, it just makes me feel very jumpy because now I constantly have to feel like, okay. What if there is somebody or something else in here besides me?
But then don't you think after a while when you tell yourself that and then nothing actually happens, you'd be used to it?
Yeah, cause sometimes I feel like when it comes to things of, oh, do you believe in ghosts or not? I mean, personally, I feel like it's all in your head. Like, it's all in your mind. If you continue feeding yourself that, oh, no, I believe in ghosts. Oh, no, ghosts are real. Then obviously you're going to feel fucked and you're going to feel like somebody's watching you.
Yeah. I don't know. So then, I don't know. I say, if would you then
approach it or run away?
So you would either
I'd approach out of curiosity.
Out of curiosity. Okay. So then, if the demon said, "No, I come from hell," would you still approach?
No.
I still would, you know. I mean,
why?
It's gonna be like, I mean, think about it. It's gonna be like a different setting, and then with like different people, you know, different laws, different hierarchies. You know, it seems pretty like insane. You know, I mean, who wouldn't say I've been to hell and came back? You know. So yeah, I would follow. I would follow very much so. You know, so then now, when it comes to such things as ancestors, you know, basically, I'm not talking about ancestors. I'm not talking about anything family related, okay? Nothing like that. More like traditional, you know. Oh, first, let's dive in your traditional background, you know, how everything works and things like that. You know, maybe I something new, you know, your cultural background.
And yes.
Okay. So, is there? Do they have like a certain standard, a certain ritual, a certain hymn? Let's just call it that. To communicate or such things, or do they even do that? Or is there a ceremony or what when it comes to things like that?
Well, there is actually. There's quite a lot. There's quite a few, you know. Like, first, when a baby is born, there's a certain ritual that has to be performed for that baby. You feel me? It's like,
yeah.
It's like the, what you call those? It's a way of introducing the baby to the ancestors. And when a person gets married, there's a ceremony that has to take place. When a person dies, there's a ceremony that takes place.
So there's a ceremony for everything. There should be a ceremony for like when a guy gets his first boner. That would be very funny.
Hi, Bo.
That would be very funny. You know, yeah, but like I feel like people should celebrate those kinds of things, you know. I mean, you know, yeah, but not only for guys, but for girls as well, you know. But I don't think for girls it would work anyway.
Why would it work?
I mean, how can you tell if a girl has a boner or not? You can't really, can you?
Well, you can't tell, but you feel it.
Yeah, so like I would, for me, I'd be like, oh, she finally got her first boner. So it's like, applaud. But then, no, we can't see anything. So then it's now like, eh, okay, we'll just have to take your word for it. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so when it comes to introducing the kid, why do you think people would want to introduce the kid to the ancestors?
There's this belief that if one of your ancestors don't know you, one day when you die and go to wherever you go, they might not know you. So how will they allocate you? How will they watch over you if they don't know you?
That makes sense. And I mean, I'm down to like, I feel like if I was like died and became like an ancestor, I don't think I would focus all of my attention on, I don't know, a single group of people, you know. I'd try to travel, you know, try to travel. Do you think ghosts can travel? Or when you die, do you travel the earth, but then not interact with it, actually?
Well, I think so. Well, I believe so.
So then, where do you think you'd go first?
I'd go to Russia.
Why Russia? Unless you're going there for the alcohol.
That's the only reason why I'd go there.
Yeah. Okay, for the alcohol, yeah. I would say I'd probably go to like the North Pole, you know.
Why?
Probably live there. I mean, think about it. It's the aurora lights, you know. It's always beautiful. I wouldn't mind watching that forever, you know. So yeah, and the snow is kind of soft, but warm in a cold way, you know. So yeah, I'd go there. But yeah, okay. So I guess, you know. Yeah, but I guess then, do you think spirits or ancestors do feel pressure to protect?
Nah, I don't think so.
So it's more like they do it out of their own will.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm volunteering to do this, you know?
Yeah. So then do you feel like you have a certain pressure, anxiety? Live up to that. Let's say to live up to your ancestors. You know how they say you should be like your ancestors or be like your older elders or something like that. You know? Yeah. Do you feel like there's any pressure from that? Yeah.
Well, when I was still in high school, it was, yeah, I felt it a lot, actually, because, you know, parents have a way of always rubbing your older siblings' achievements in your face. So I felt pressured to actually do better than them. But then now that I'm out here of a cause that I don't even understand, I'm just like, nah, fuck this shit.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I guess it would need for people to understand. I feel when you then pressure someone, I feel like there's a certain amount of pressure that each person should have in, you know, just to like push them to do something, you know. But then there's an extent whereby it's just crazy. I feel like that's why entertainment was invented, you know, because of pressure, you know, from people, actually. So, I don't know. Do you think now with everything that goes on, you know, do you think the world has pressurized itself to be better? Like, have you seen when people say they're all hoping for like flying cars? You know how, yeah, flying cars used to be the thing, you know, and then now it's, you know, it's no longer there. So like, it's like self-destructive, you know. Do you think that's just like us putting pressure on ourselves in a way?
Hi there, this is Tyron, aka Mike, from the Earth and Mike Show, and funny enough, I am also the owner of Cast Live FM. Cast Live FM is a dedicated podcast library that features our featured shows like Code Blog, which airs every Monday, The Earth and Mike Show on Tuesdays, Chronicles of Buffett every other Friday, and a few more upcoming. I also launched my Cast Live FM magazine, which is available on the website. So head over to www.castlivefm.com to check out our cool shows and cool features. Boy.
But this whole pressure thing is just a bunch of nonsense, you know. If only I could just, I don't know, throw every issue everybody has into the sun, you know, maybe let it blow up. It'd be a beautiful
thing. Yeah. I mean, I feel like 90% of pressure that people feel comes from society, because it's always a thing of, oh, if you don't do this, or if you don't have this type of job, and if you don't, you know, if you're not like that, then that, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just ignore them a lot. I just ignore them. I mean, it's very easy. Yeah, just ignore
in your own bubble.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the thing is, I don't know, because I don't feel pressure from people, because I enjoy people's company, you know, that's the thing. I'm a people's person. So then I wouldn't know, actually. I would. But yeah. anyways. So back into the more inventive stuff. When passion to say, apart from cosmetics and so, yeah.
Modeling.
So what drove you to that?
Well, I've always, you know, back in primary, I always took part in those modeling competitions and throughout high school. And when I wanted to do it as a profession, you know, black parents, I just didn't have
So then, do you feel like now that you are, let's say, I feel separate, at least physically from your parents, so to speak, do you feel like you have the chance to pursue it, or would you still wait a little while before fully pursuing it?
I'm already pursuing it.
You are already pursuing it. Okay, then I guess that solves everything. Yeah. So then, do you feel like you're ready for the whole stage, the whole time consumption of modeling, that modeling comes with, actually? The flashes, the phone, the money. Yeah, you were born. Yeah. Okay. And where do you think that phrase came from, actually? I was born ready.
Well, I think it came from somebody, maybe like the who wanted to do something so bad, and everybody kept telling that you can't do this, you can't do that. And then one day, he or she just did it, and everybody was like, oh, you were natural. Yes, I was born ready.
Yeah. Oh, man. I actually didn't think about it as natural talent when somebody says I was born ready, you know. I figured it was the people who, like, are terrible at the thing would say, I was born ready, you know.
Yeah. It's natural. It's there. You're born with it.
Yeah, it's a natural thing. Speaking of talent, you know, do you think anybody has a limit to how much talent they can have?
Nope.
So then, what do you tell someone who says they can't do a single thing, but feel like they can, you know, but then they just can't? So what would you try and tell somebody like that?
Well, I'll tell. You won't fully know actually try and do it, you know, because we're only doing this life thing once. So if you feel like you got something you want to do, but you feel like you can't do it or you're not ready, you got to push yourself and just do it, because life is not promised to anybody. And I don't think we're going to get these type of opportunities to do things we feel like we can do, but we're not ready after life. So if there's somebody out there who feels like, I want to do this, but I'm not ready, or maybe I might suck at it, you won't know until you push yourself to do it and find out.
Yeah. Well, those are words of encouragement for all those listeners out there. Yeah, I guess people just have to do it, you know, rather than just run away from it, you know, fight or flight.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of fight or flight, I'm trying to actually like flow from the words here. With fight or flight, let's say you said you're an outdoor person, right? So then do you think if we put your fight or flight skill, would you be able to pass?
100%.
Yeah, so if let's say you were like, let's go zip lining on a 1,000-foot cliff, or I don't know, skydiving from 5,000 from space, would you do such things?
Yes, I would.
Because you'd be perfect for like, who's that girl again from the cartoons? You'd be a perfect companion, Dora the Explorer. You know, you'd be a perfect companion. Never mind boots, but then, you know. Okay. So since you're a very adventurous type, I feel like you then have. Actually, do you think that because you're so adventurous, that you end up gaining skills that you don't really notice, but then gain out of like repetition because you're outside a lot and then are used to like certain environments, certain instances that happen there. Do you think that that's the case?
Yeah. Yes, because you know when you like put yourself out there and you socialize with different people, you like there's this thing that where like if you chill with a certain group of people, you slowly adapt and you slowly take from those people. So it's like you're chilling with people, you're learning something new.
So basically humans are leeches, are ego leeches.
Yeah, that's what we are.
Well, that's it. Thought about it that way. We'll go with that one. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Don't you think it's crazy that everything that we know is made up, yet we think is
true? Like words, you know, every single word is made up, yet we think they were there before we came. Why do you think that's so?
Yeah, it is crazy. Like everything, It's funny how, I don't know, you know, this whole theory of people, where people came from, we were once apes.
Yeah.
Man, it's all crazy. Like, till this day, I just don't, I really don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, like, okay, I get that God created heaven and earth, and then he created Eve and the animals and people and all that, but then where did everything else come from? Like, the land, you know? How did they even know that, okay, we're going to build this here? Because I don't think education back in the day was as advanced as things are now, and there was hardly any technology. So, yeah, it really is crazy, man.
Yeah. Do you think that if you had the ability to go back in time and then took something from the past, let's say a piece of tech, let's say a network transmitter or a satellite, do you think that would have changed everything and then everything would be more different but more advanced now?
Yeah, I think so.
Because what I keep on thinking is that if I took something back from the future and then took it back to the past, I feel like it would just disappear, you know, because it doesn't belong there, you know. Actually, you would also disappear. Oh my god. So now we're in this fourth industrial revolution type of thing, where it's just like technology is just like all over our faces, right? It's on the internet, it's on TV, it's everywhere. Now, you know, do you feel like people are ready for such a transition, or are still people, do people still need to like adjust?
Well, I think people still need to adjust, you know, because it's like a lot is happening all at once, and everybody's just trying to figure out how to get past and everything that's happening. So, yeah, I think people still need time to adjust and adapt to certain changes.
I guess. Well, people are known for being best to adapt, I think, you know. But then do you
think... I don't think we adapt.
What do you think we do?
We just keep it moving because we have no choice. It's like we're not actually adapting. We're just accepting that, oh, shit, this is the situation now. This is, oh, is this what we're doing now? All right, cool, let's just do it and keep it moving.
I guess everybody's just like a fart in the wind. They're just going wherever the wind takes them. You know. Okay, that's somewhat interesting. I don't know, but yeah. So, it's been. Oh man, lovely having you, lovely talking, conversating with you, you know. Hopefully we can do this next time, but for a bit longer, you know. You know, but I'd be more than happy, you know. But it was amazing. Thank you for your time. And if you were to leave the audience members with
Well, I'd leave them with me saying, yeah, man, people are dying. There's a pandemic. Like, there's a pandemic out there. People are dying. This life thing is not promised to anybody. Nobody's going to make it out alive. We're all going to die in the end. So we might as well just dwell in the moment. Fuck shit up if we have to. If you want to shoot your shot, go ahead, shoot your shot. If you get rejected, it's okay. Keep it moving, man. Guys, like, let's just live life, man.
Yeah, some fire there. Some fire there. You know, you even make someone want to take off a shirt. You know.
Hi, bro.
But then yeah, it was amazing. I enjoyed it, and then hopefully whenever you're not busy, we can do this again, you know.
Yeah, most definitely,
you know. So yeah, it's been lovely, and then can't wait to have you on the next episode. But yeah, this one was dope. So yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I mean, thank you for letting us. You know, that was a bit of a tongue twister, but yeah. So enjoy your day, the rest of your day, that is. And you'll catch your episode, I don't know when. So Katlo was just designed.